I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. How much do we trust radar technology? I mean, we rely on it a lot, right? I mean, we rely on it for incoming missiles or incoming planes or weather patterns or just a number of reasons. I mean, radar technology is useful for mostly detecting meteorological changes and patterns. And when you're looking at the radar systems, I studied meteorology when I was younger. I wanted to become a TV weatherman, and I changed my mind and wanted to become a talk show host. But I did and was able to meet a number of great weathermen in my day. Lloyd Lindsey Young is one of them. Many people remember Lloyd Lindsey Young. And then, of course, Mark Eubank was another one. And now these were well-known weathermen who were meteorologists who actually didn't always use the computers because they felt the computers were faulty. They relied on their knowledge in talking about the weather. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because of the story we did a few days ago about that anomaly that happened down there in the southern tip, or down there by Antarctica, actually. And I realized something when I reported it, and that is, well, and a number of people told me, well, the company came forward and said it was a glitch in the radar. It's a glitch. They basically took care of it. If it was real, we'd feel the effects of it, right? And I thought, yeah, that's true. I mean, but then I said something. I said, you know, but I was of the opinion that we would see the effects if this was real, because it happened so quickly and it went away so quickly, that the effects would be felt or seen or something in sort of a butterfly effect that would happen on Tuesday. And here we are, it's Wednesday, and the headlines this morning saying Dubai is in water, there was a number of really, really harsh storms hitting the eastern seaboard just recently. And radar technology in Texas, apparently, Fort Worth reported its radar systems to track something unusual in the area, and it showed this thinly shaped blob sweeping over Dallas, Fort Worth, and it wasn't raining. Now, I've seen anomalies like this before, and I've kind of written them off as chaff, which is something the military lays out. It's kind of like Christmas tinsel, right? And they drop it out of aircraft, and they do it because they want to hide something. They're flying overhead because it will confuse the radar system. So I don't know if they came to the conclusion that that was chaff. It was just a strange anomaly, a strange glitch that, of course, they didn't say it was a glitch. They just didn't know what it was. It could have been a flock of birds. It could have been a number of things. So I wanted to do a follow-up here on the show, especially about what we did or did not see about this anomaly that was allegedly sighted in the southern part of the planet. I mean, it was huge. It was a huge anomaly of strange magnetic energy. And that's the thing. It was strange magnetic energy. It was creating a disturbance in the water. Now, that disturbance in the water was said to be waves of 85 feet. Okay, that's what they were estimating. They didn't know. They weren't there. Nobody was there. Okay, nobody, you know, no one was there to feel the effects of this because it was so far south. And I had someone who sent me an email who told me that the South Atlantic wasn't the only place where these things were happening. We had glitches in weather radar from Missouri, Tennessee. Something was actually seen over Texas, as I said. And of course, there's what looked like magnetic pulses all over China and Dubai. And this has been going on for some time now. And somebody had told me that the glitch that was happening, or the so-called glitch in the system that was corrected, they told me there was a similar glitch that happened last February in the same area. Now, for the record, I know there were a lot of people that were speculating that a huge mothership was under the ocean coming out of Antarctica. And I was thinking, though, it could have been something else. Now, I'm not saying it was a weather control system, and it could have been a weather control system because we look at what's happening in Dubai, we look at what's happening on the East Coast, and we made the estimation that we'd be seeing some of the effects of this maybe on Tuesday. And now here we are Wednesday, and we're watching some of the bad things that are happening in Dubai, some of the bad things that are happening on the Eastern Seaboard. But I was saying it was a magnetic anomaly, just to be safe. A magnetic eddy that could have been connected to what is called the South Atlantic Anomaly. Now, this anomaly is very real. It's not made up. It's not a mystery, speculative mystery. It's something that is real. And scientists have cautioned that it is a weakness in the magnetic field that tends to grow and split off all through the South Atlantic. In the same general area, it was reported years ago that some sort of cosmic ray or a high-energy particle blasted its way through space into Earth and back out again. Now, these events happen all the time, and when they do, they create atmospheric perturbations that are compared to butterfly effects that can actually trigger magnetic activities in the atmosphere, and what that does is it triggers storms and severe weather all over the globe, earthquakes as well. Okay. Now, it's highly coincidental about the Dubai situation. There were a number of earthquakes. There was an earthquake in Japan today, an earthquake in Nicaragua. But these things happen all the time. These are random events that I don't know if we can connect them to what happened a few days ago. But it's really odd, you know, that all these things start happening, you know, after we've had the eclipse, after we've had all these other, you know, warnings from the sky. And then, of course, we have the severe weather now, tornado season. Now, when we hear about tornadoes, we can say, oh, it's something to be... No, it's tornado season. And so a lot of these storms can be said to be normal. But the magnetic health of this planet seems to be creating all kinds of chaos right now. And we can attribute it to things like HARP or SURA or CERN. But these experiments drag this planet through the magnetic field, okay? They weaken the magnetic field. HARP weakens the ionosphere. SURA weakens the ionosphere. And so I'm thinking tonight I want to readdress what happened in the Southern Hemisphere. Because I think there's more at stake here than we truly know. And it gives us an opportunity to explore what is down below us in the South Pole. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero. And we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.